I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil for WNPR News. 5th District Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty is sponsoring a bill to have the federal VA create a research center focused on the health of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans who were exposed to burn pits. Burn pits were used to get rid of all kinds of garbage on military bases. James Ruzio is a 28-year-old Army veteran who served 1 year in Iraq. He says part of his job as a unit supply specialist meant disposing of things at the burn pit at his base, Cobb Spiker, once or twice a week.
On more than one occasion, gone in there, seen everything from vehicle tires and car batteries to regular lithium batteries and latex paint. Pretty much everything and anything that you might find over there.
Rizzio says most veterans were exposed to the burn pits in some way.
Especially the ones that had an active burn pit on their location that ran 24/7. Everybody on that base was breathing that stuff in.
He says so far he hasn't had any health conditions spring up that could be related to the burn pits, but he knows other veterans who believe their health problems have been caused by what they were breathing in while serving. Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty says she's heard from many veterans in her district, and she thinks the federal VA should be doing more.
They had aerosol cans, pesticides, asbestos, human waste, you name it. All of these things, when burned, produce really noxious, dangerous, dangerous smoke and gases, and we really do need to study this much better.
Last year, the federal VA started a burn pit registry to gather information on veterans who've been exposed. Rizzio just learned about it at a recent Esty forum, so he signed up, but says there are many veterans who don't know. Meanwhile, there are lawsuits pending by Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans who've sued military contractors for operating the burn pits, saying they have caused health problems like cancer and respiratory issues.